Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Well, I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes, Chicago.
Afternoons on The Score.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property, we're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
Bear down, baby.
It's a Spiegel and Holmes show. We're in for Raheemy, Harris, and Grody because they're going to take care of the afternoon show today because we need to go out to Circa because we are doing Friday's show from Circa, a special Saturday show from Circa, and then Monday's show from Circa. We're going to be in Las Vegas for a very long time.
And a lot of Bears fans are. I was texting with two family members on my wife's side. Both going, like, independent of each other on, like, group boys trips to Vegas. They both might come by on Friday night when there's a Bears party at Stadium Swim after our show. That's tomorrow night. So a Bears-themed party. That sounds like a blast. Mm-hmm. It's going to be quite the thing. Lawrence, I feel like they're going to win this game and go 2-2. I got to get my pick in, and I'm feeling it.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with picking the Bears to win this game.
But I'm just trying to keep myself under control to an extent, because I told you on Monday that I wanted to pump the brakes. I didn't want to go crazy.
Well, people were telling you to pump the brakes, and I don't think you necessarily have to pump the brakes.
I actually, it's myself. This is the issue. This is
why you're self-regulating?
I'm trying to self-regulate.
Mount up.
I'm asking for your help as my partner, because I can get a little ahead of myself sometimes. I don't know if you know that about me.
No, you?
I can get a little excitable.
Hold on.
That things are really,
breaking
really good.
Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Tanny, you've worked with Spiegs longer than I have. Is this
really
true?
Really get excited.
This is really surprising to me. Mm. I've never seen him get ahead of himself because of the emotions of things.
I do
like stuff.
You are the appreciator.
Thank you.
We've known that for many years.
I like things that are great, like Tony Bennett on his Tony Bennett show that Alec Baldwin used to do.
Having a great time.
I like things that are great. Great things are fantastic. They are. Great things are fantastic. So, I mean, but I don't want to be like, I think this is the beginning of Ben and Caleb, and now here we go already. So,
I'm having a great, great, great time.
But here's the thing. Before I go into regulator mode,
yeah,
it's okay for you to hope that this is the beginning, and then retrospectively, down the road, we can go, hey, you remember that game? You remember that game against Eberflus in Dallas? That's kind of when it started to all come together. And it's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible that the success that happened in that game unlocked something for Caleb, for Rome, for Tyreek Stevenson. It's very possible. The problem is projecting it.
Yeah. But here I am. I got to make a pick. Some of us make picks.
Yeah, but on
the website.
But you don't have to make the pick off of those vibes. You can make the pick looking at the Raiders and being like, they're not very good.
This is where I don't know if you even know me.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Spiegs was telling me earlier he's going to be watching the All-22 on the flight. So why don't you just wait till after you consume the All-22?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Wait, so Lawrence, am I hearing this correct that it's not okay to think that this is the start of something great?
No, it's totally okay to think that, but to then let it drive you and be like, oh, this is it. I like great things. Great things are fantastic. And then say that that's the reason that you're picking the bear. Retrospectively, you can look back at it and be like, man, that was, I think that was the moment. That was the moment. Now, if you want to predict the moment.
Yeah.
That's where he gets in trouble.
Hello. It's true. But it's so what I'm trying to do is coast. I'm trying to not pump the brakes.
Kick, but push.
I'm just trying to take
cruise control.
Thank you. Lupe?
Yes, very good.
Thank you very much.
Chicago's very own.
Oh, absolutely. I'm trying to take my foot off the gas and simply coast into Vegas with a nice, steady, healthy level of optimism instead of being out over my skis drunk with pleasure and satisfaction.
And just so that people understand the metaphor,
yeah.
I think people often, whether it's real or metaphorically, will run to the brake instead of just letting off the gas.
Mm.
It's okay. You don't have to slam on the brakes. You don't have to tap the brakes. It's okay for you to walk away from Sunday's game feeling good about where things are and just go, okay, I'm gonna let up a little bit. Let's see what happens on Sunday. Because I want you to save your energy. Because if they do win on Sunday,
right,
we got 2 weeks.
Is there anything better, by the way, than when you're riding a bike, you're riding a bicycle, and you work for a while on the pedaling, you do that for a while, and then you can just coast. Then you can just stop the pedaling and then whew, you're just coasting and doing your thing, looking around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Anything better in our city than bicycling through it, just coasting?
You've done
not
the lakefront path, right? On the bike with the King bleep
many times.
You know that hill on 47th Street?
Oh, I do.
Then
Wow, you guys give up your routes, unlike some people we have on the show.
Greg Council refusing to. No, I'm not telling you where I walk. I don't want people coming up on me.
I don't want people running up on Greg either.
Yeah.
But that 47th Street hill, once you get down it, if you've put in the sufficient work, it'll take you to Promontory Point.
You just let it fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a great thing to just be like, man, look at this.
I did the work. Now I deserve this coast.
And now you can kick, push, coast.
Speaking of King Bleep, which is the e-bikes, the Divvy e-bikes, I left here last night at 6 o'clock to go to Wrigley, to go to the game. And the cab could only get so far as traffic was bad. And I did what has become my favorite move, which is to get out of the cab, a good 8-10 blocks away and say, that's good. That's enough. And then just grab a bike and you finish on the bike.
What kind of relay race nonsense is this?
It's my own version of the Ironman. It's the ballpark Ironman. And then I swam in the troughs. No, I don't know.
Swam in the river.
But seriously, that's the best way. Let the cab get you close, then you hop out and you grab the bike. I've done that for playoff games. I did it for a World Series game once. In 16, I remember taking the Divvy bike to finish the job. It's just the best way. I'm just sharing that with everybody.
I want you to be optimistic because that's your default setting.
It really is.
So be that.
But I'm trying to level it off. That's why I'm asking you to be my regular.
Yeah, but
ask you to be my Warren G.
But I would again say to you that if you just looked at the two teams on paper, it's not crazy to pick the Bears to win this game.
Yeah, I don't think that's the rig thing. I don't think the Raiders are very good.
Yeah.
They have a really troubled offensive line. For everybody who missed Turn the Page yesterday, They gave up 26 quarterback pressures in the Washington game. 26 of them. Geno Smith is aged. You might think of him
as still productive.
Yeah, though. Oh, yeah, he is, but he's 35. He needs a nice, stable pocket, a nice, comfortable, relaxed pocket.
And a run game that works. And so far, their run game with Ashton Jeanty hasn't worked. What scares me about projecting too much from last week to this week on the Bears is looking at the defense of the Raiders and one guy specifically in Max Crosby. There was no Max Crosby on the field. They traded their Max Crosby. He now plays in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And Micah Parsons. So that is something that has to be accounted for. The amount of time that Caleb is going to have, the run game for the Bears is still a work in progress. So their defense is better than what you saw from Dallas. That being said, the Bears and the Raiders are on equal footing, I think, as two teams. So you can get a little bit high
you
on your own.
So?
Yeah, I think they're in a similar place. I think they've got a lot of things that both teams still have to figure out. And I say that to let you know that it's not wild to be like the Bears could be 2-2. At the end of this thing.
What did you think Darnell Wright's injury was on Sunday when he left that game and was being dealt with and then went back into the game? I thought it was a hand.
I thought it was a hand, too. That's what they had said on the broadcast.
Yesterday, he was among those who did not practice, and the injury was listed as elbow.
Oh, so like maybe they took an MRI. And then they thought it was one thing when they went and had the MRI.
Darnell Wright is not going to start game one of the playoffs.
And then they got the results of the MRI back. Yeah. And then they were like, hey, you got something wrong. My arm!
I don't think we didn't reference it yesterday, but that the fact that that's now listed as elbow and it's a full DNP yesterday makes me very interested in what happens with today's practice and today's injury report.
Well, maybe it's Ozzie Trapillo time.
Dude, that's why I'm bringing it up. Who's your starting right tackle? It's got to be Theo Benedet, right? He was your swing, and he came in for Darnell Wright for those plays that he missed on Sunday against Dallas. You don't just elevate Trapillo and play him, do you?
Maybe you do because you want Benedet to be there in case something doesn't go right with Braxton Jones.
So he's got to be your left. Oh, I see.
Which happens on the road quite a bit.
And he's got to be your swing.
Issue with Max Crosby being a Raider.
I would bet that Benedet is your right. If Darnell can't go for some reason, Benedet is your right. And he moves to left if something happens with Braxton and Ozzie comes in and plays right. That would be my bet, but I suppose it's possible. These are
going
things.
Great, Max. Thanks for having me.
How much fun is Tom Hamilton having right now, by the way?
Chaos week.
Dude, Cleveland, they've won 17 out of 19.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.